Today's Word of God invites and reminds all of us to listen to the beautiful voice of our Creator. If we do that, the Word of God says we will become truly prosper. We will be successful in every undertaking we take. And we heard almost four times that beautiful words, listen. The Word of God, the book of Isaiah starts with, listen, O heaven and earth. Listen to my voice. And most of the time we are so busy not to listen to his voice, the voice of our Creator. We are living in a too busy, noisy world. That busyness is not only external, but also internal. There's a lot of noise going on. But the Lord wants to listen. That beautiful journey with God begins with listening to his voice. There's a beautiful Chinese saying, 1,000 miles of journey begins with one step. That one step is listening to him. There is a difference between hearing, listening, active, attentive listening. So we have to develop this art of listening. And that begins with listening to ourselves. How many times we listen to ourselves? There are too many talks are going on, and sometimes many negative things. I'm not good. I'm not able to do this. I'm tensed. I'm stressed. I'm angry. If we are not careful about what we talk, what we hear, what we listen, we become part of that what we listen, what we consume. The modern, I read an article once, in a normal day we are exposed to almost 100,000 words. Whether we like it or not, these words are going to change our life. Because the word has got a power. Word became flesh. So we need to listen to ourselves. We need to listen to the environment. We need to listen to our neighbor. Not only just spoken words, but there are many unspoken words in every person we meet. God is a silent listener of every conversation we make. Not only the conversation we make, every thoughts going on in our hearts. So therefore, during this beautiful, graceful season of Lent, we can pray to the Lord. Lord, grant me the grace to tune my heart, ears, to listen to your voice. That's the beautiful prayer. That's the way grace starts working in our life. For the grace during this Mass, we can pray.